lots of wonderful messages in that story, and we're all used to receiving lots of messages in life. I don't know how many of you still send cards. Presumably you still send cards, but people are trying to cut it back a bit, I note. Except for the, you know, even in the church, we're trying to do our bit for the planet, so we all send each other one message in the magazine. But I think some cards have slipped out here and there. Because it's nice to receive a personal message. And these shepherds who were gathered on the hillside, just tending their flocks of sheep, suddenly received a message from on high, from the angels themselves. People still see angels today, incidentally. I don't know if you knew that, but angels are still around, giving their messages to people, comfort and hope too. And we receive messages in all sorts of different ways, through emails and sometimes even through text. Oh, I got one today. I didn't turn it off. No, that's okay. So actually, there it is. Have you ever watched the Michael McIntyre show? Would anyone like to lend me their phone? Anyway, you must watch it. It's quite fun. Actually, this is quite an important message. It says it's from the Lord. I think I'll open this one. Right, let's have a look. See. Wow. My dear child, today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. That's an extraordinary message, isn't it? We think it was just for 2,000 years ago, for those shepherds. Well, of course, it was for them, and it got the ball rolling, didn't it? But actually, that message is for you today as well. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you, because the fact of his birth still touches people's lives right now. He's been born to you. Isn't that an exciting thing? Something that we should really be really excited about. And what an amazing message. I probably ought to reply to this, actually. You don't get a message from on high without making some response, I don't think, do you? So we'll do a bit of work here. I think we'll start like this. That's amazing. That's extraordinary. Thank you so much. I'm on the way. I think we'll send that one, don't you? Let's do it. Here we go. Is it gone? It's gone. Do you know what I think we ought to do? We ought to go to the crib. Now, traditionally we take the children. If they're willing to follow me, that would be really good. Have we got any takers? If not, it's just me on my own. Follow me. Come on, you can do this thing. You know it makes sense. Come on, Perrin, can you skip? Yeah, show them how to skip, because they'll be pretty excited today. All the way to the font, all the way, come on, off you go. All the way around there to the crib. Off, that's how you skip. Let's go. I'm not going to skip. All right, I've done that for many years. Come on, this is an exciting message. He's doing it twice. He's gone round twice. Let's get to the crib. Because this is just an exciting... Here we are. Lights on. Right. Is everybody gathered here? We're all gathered here. We're all gathered here. Who's in the crib? Encouraging team. Can you see? So Jesus has arrived. He's in his place. Has he got any visitors yet? Can you see any visitors? Hey? Can you see? What are they? Who are these people here, do you think?
Those are shepherds.
Those are shepherds. Okay. And baby sheep. And baby sheep. And in the background, have we got any animals at all? Can you see anything?
Yeah.
What's
a cow and a donkey.
Yeah, we have got a cow and a donkey. And what about all this here? Are you surprised about where Jesus...
No,
because you know the story. The great surprise about the story is that Jesus, who is God's son, should be born not in a royal palace, but actually in a cave, in a stable, where there was, because there was no room in the inn. No room in the inn. That's right. And so the only place that he could find some rest was right here. And straw was an important part of that. And the amazing thing about this story is that in the reading that I read to you from Luke's Gospel, is that this is that the angelic messenger said, this will be a sign to you, that he will be born in a manger. Straw would be a part of the sign. Isn't that extraordinary? That straw should be part of the sign that the Saviour is to be born. And it just speaks that actually, you know, we look for God in all kinds of places, but here he was to be found in a manger, amongst straw and hay and animals and all those things. That was the sign. And I think it should teach us something very important when we're looking for God. And I think we're all looking for God in different ways, but we'll find him and there'll be signs, little signposts along the way that will open our hearts to his presence in this world and in our lives. And he wants to touch us. So today, I'm going to invite you to take a piece of straw, because at home, we decorate. Did you decorate your trees at home?
Yeah.
Great. Have you got any straw on there?
No.
Well, I think, as a sign of the fact that God is a part of the story, the main part of the Christmas message, that we should all have a little bit of straw and ask your mum and dad if you can just place it on the tree. Because it's a sign that the Saviour was born. So, would you like to take a little bit of straw for yourselves? And later on, when you've all... No, just one piece. You have one piece. Just one piece. Just like that. And you play... When you get home, you put it in your tree. Thank you very much. If you'd like to take a piece. And when you've been up for a communion and a blessing, you come to and just take a piece of straw. Just to remind you that God is present. And the sign is that the Saviour was born is straw and a manger and so forth. There we go. So we'll put this here. I'll probably put it up on, actually. Amazing. The thing about Michael McIntyre and all of that is that he invites people to lend him his phone so as he could send a message to all. And I think, you know, what kind of message would I want to send to all today? What would God want to send to all today? I would want to forward this message, that I have to share with you the best news ever. And send that to all. And this will be the message. I had to share with you the best news ever. And it's this. My dear child, today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you, that you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. We're going to, as we remain seated, we're going to sing the carol, Away in a Manger.